Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Welcome back, guys. Please make sure you're subscribed to all three channels. We're going through a little bit of a processing period right now. We have a major event that we're doing at the moment, and we'll let you guys know when we get a little bit more settled. But again, we are so grateful for you guys joining us at all three channels, Evolutionary Arts and Heart's Home. Make sure, again, you're subscribed to all three. Now, there's been an awful lot of talk about this, you know, because like all day long, the phone will buzz and messages will come in. And, you know, so many of our family members are like saying, did you see this? Did you see that? Did you see this? Did you see that? And a lot of people seem very concerned, and really we should be, about the explosion that destroyed a warehouse full of depleted uranium shells. And as you see this, you know, this tweet says, poison dust to cover Europe in the next few days. Not a good situation. And again, it depends on the way the wind blows, you know, which I believe is predominantly from the west over there, but I very much could be wrong because I don't pay too much attention to the weather patterns over in the continent compared to the U.S., for instance. But any way you look at it, it is not a good situation. And truly, 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 I think more people than ever have to be questioning, you know, why does it seem like the leadership of the world has it in for humanity and everything that's living on this planet?
It does. It seems like the leadership, they're just going against it in every way possible. If it's natural, they're wanting to take the natural part of it, isolate it, and then make it toxic and give it to everyone. So, you know, what do we do? What do we do? It really gets frustrating. But the answer lies with you. We have to start with ourselves and make ourselves a natural alternative to everything that is out there.
You know, again, it's all about finding our purpose. Now, you're definitely a brave one to be incarnating in these times, because obviously the world is a turbulent roller coaster, to say the least. It's very, very challenging. Absolutely. You know, I do truly, truly believe that my mom wanted to leave before all the chaos was settling in. I know it just sickened her, you know, in such a way, it was like sickening to her soul. So I know that, you know, when she went through her battle with cancer, I do think she was ready to go. And I think that there's a lot of people that get into that mindset, because the world right now is very disgusting, this situation, to so many people. When we see Great Britain and Netherlands have agreed to work on creating a coalition for the purchase of fighter jets for Ukraine, it just shows you that all these governments, you know, unfortunately, they don't value life. You know, they'll do lip service to, we got to, you know, help the Ukrainian people. But then again, you know, look to a map. And I've done this so many times, but I just want to point the facts out. You could pull up maps from all these different eras, and you may see Ukraine, you may not. Chances are more not than may. We could look at all these different countries around the world in which there's been these nonstop wars going on. Usually there's some sort of religious or origin with them. That's been going on forever. And then, of course, it truly, truly is all about control through division.
They love that, you know, and they're very, very good at it, especially when it comes to psychological warfare, getting people against each other every step of the way. And we were just talking about that on the way home. There's these four pillars. And if you're, you know, if you're doing something in the media and you're pushing at least just one of these four pillars, you're going to make progress. Why? Because that's what the controllers need. You know, it's either the educational system, the medical system, the financial system, or the religious system. They need us to embrace at least one of them. And that's what makes this job really difficult, because we don't. We simply know that they are all, we know what they're all for, and we don't walk down that road. We know better, and we want to be free, so we separate ourselves from it, which it makes it difficult, but it's in our hearts, so that's what we do.
Yeah, exactly. And war is just always out there. Again, some will say, hey, see all the wars, it's proof. You know, wars and rumors of wars. The Bible tells us so. It must be now. But you could go all the way back for 5,000 years, and you won't find years where there's no wars. There's always wars. Now, just point in fact, where's Ukraine? This is 1973. I just picked it up because somebody special was born in that year. I don't know who that could be. Here we go. Where's Ukraine? It did not exist. How about 1900? Where's Ukraine? It did not exist. I mean, it wasn't its own country. Here's the Austro-Hungarian Empire, which doesn't exist now. Here's Prussia. You might say, Prussia? Wait a minute. Prussia? Yeah, there's Prussia in there. It's part of that German Empire in there. Yeah, Prussia. I mean, again, the Kingdom of Prussia. This is going back to 1800. There's the Austrian monarchy. Here's the Principality of Wallachia. Where is Ukraine? It didn't exist. Again, this is just opportunism. This is all it is. It's profiteering. It's opportunism. It's just a way to control humanity. It does serve a lot of different purposes. It gives some demonic forces some food in the form of louche. It just keeps humanity divided, always at war with itself. Here you see there was an attack on a U.S. convoy in Nigeria today. Killed 4 people, including 2 personnel from a U.S. consulate and 2 police officers. Actually, there was also 29 civilians that were killed, which they don't mention that at all. Now, the White House said no U.S. citizens were hurt or were killed. But these were, I guess, I'm assuming they were Nigerians that were working under the U.S. consulate that were killed. So, again, it's disgusting how it's all about damage control. This whole system is just completely barfable, is it not? Every single one of these politicians, and this is from the Epoch Times, the working paper forensically dismantles the natural origin case and concludes the arguments are based not on scientific analysis, but on unwarranted assumptions. This is all about, again, the origins of the plague upon the land and how the sickle maker, basically got people to write up things to just, again, sway people's minds, paint things a certain way. So people don't go looking down a certain path, which would be very uncomfortable. It will all be revealed. It is all being revealed. But yet, will anything really happen as far as the people that have been committing atrocities and just completely getting away with it? Completely getting away with it. You had intrusion at a national security advisor's house. He does have round-the-clock Secret Service protection, but the intruder just walked right past them. Does it surprise you? Maybe their blood's a little thick. Maybe they weren't in their best mind. I don't know. Maybe they were just playing video games on their phones. Who knows what they were doing? But anyway, the intruder made it in and was confronted by the National Security Advisor themselves. And, luckily nobody got hurt. But it's just, hello. These are your tax dollars at work. And again, we understand that when we're talking about national security, it's really more about security for the controllers in the first place. That's the thing. Again, is it security for the average citizens that we're talking about? No, it's the political structure. And we had about as close as you could get to an X class with still being an M class. It was a 9.6. Now, it's not earth facing, but again, the guides say that doesn't matter. It's still going to affect our consciousness.
Yes, definitely. We are going to have some things come through our bodies with this one. So always, you know, it's, I don't know what it is yet, but always, 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 when you see these coming, drink plenty of water. And if we get updates, we'll definitely update that tomorrow.
You know, I could think of a handful of our closest family members, some of our closest family members that have all left or in the process of leaving California. Because, you know, again, California is just in an insane world. It's one of the states that's leading the way in insanity. So here you got Title 42's expiration. This broke blue state is considering unemployment for illegal immigrants. California legislation is going to actually give them $300 for up to 20 weeks with state funds. Again, that's your money, taxpayer money. So, you know, you in California that pay your taxes, you're going to be paying the illegal immigrants $300 a week for up to 20 weeks. You are, you know, again, this is, you know, part of the way the system works. And some of those are probably coming into the country to take it back in so many ways, or to just be part of an invasion. Not all of them, not even the majority, although it does feel like in the last maybe 6 months to a year, the more and more that are coming through, they all seem to be of military age, clean cut for the most part, in good shape. Yeah. And we're going to be, well, those in California are going to be paying them. It's insanity, is it not? But, you know, the reality is there's a different agenda underway. And we go to the other side, over on the other coast, New York City. Public elementary schools are going to be housing them in with your kids, in with your kids. And this article even mentions the fact that the majority of which are males of, you know, again, military age, and you don't know what their background is, and you're going to have them in with your kids. They're totally unvetted. Again, some may have been here with the express purpose of helping to take over the country, and they're putting them in with the kids. Yeah, you know, very definition of insanity is watching all this and not in some way, shape, or form causing it to stop. You know, of course, no violence, but again, how do they do these things? It's all through the monetary system. It's all through the monetary system. Five suspected terrorists on FBI watch lists were captured in Arizona near the border. We've been on the Arizona border with Mexico and seen, you know, the checkpoints and seen people pulled over and stopped and seen the, you know, the border patrol go flying by. And, you know, we've driven all along the border in Arizona, you know, and then New Mexico and Texas as well. And so here you go. I mean, these five were on the terrorist watch list, and there's probably tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands that would definitely be as dangerous as those, and they're being dispersed all over the country.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, just stepping back to that one about the children and having these beings around our children, I would be one of those. And I'm not condoning this. I don't think anybody should do it at all, but I would have a really, really difficult time with this. And I would be having talks with principals and other teachers and other people who regulate the school system and go on up the ladder as far as I needed to, exhausting myself completely if one of my children were, you know, faced with doing this, you know. But of course I did homeschool. It was kind of difficult, but you know what? It's worth it. And then when you pull your children home, then you have some more say as far as what they're being taught. I mean, some of the stuff that I have seen floating around that has been going into our schools is absolutely jaw-dropping. And I know it's deliberate, and yes, it is to get us riled up, but you know what? We got to protect our kids. That's the big thing. Our children are being targeted.
Absolutely. Absolutely, guys. It is just crazy. And here we see Marjorie Taylor Greene. She just introduced articles of impeachment against FBI Director Christopher Wray. Under his watch, the FBI has intimidated, harassed, and entrapped Americans who have been deemed enemies of the Biden regime. Ray has also turned the FBI into Joe Biden and Merrick Garland's personal police force. He needs to be impeached. You know, we need to throw the whole system out. And again, that's, you know, easier said than done. And, you know, I hope you guys didn't eat dinner yet. Just listen to this.
Take very careful, kind of incisive spending on the government's part to get the economy going. What might that look like? Can you give us any detail?
Well, it's great to be with you, Amanda. And I want to thank you, first of all, for really zeroing in on the preloaded stimulus idea. None of us have a crystal ball, but economists like Ben, like Doug, have been pointing out that some Canadian households, and it tends to be the better off households, do have quite a lot of money that they've saved because there hasn't been that much to do in the pandemic. And certainly it would be great if that money could go towards driving our recovery.
You guys, you know, you did really well. You saved a lot of money. Now it sounds like they want to take it from you. And it doesn't surprise me at all. Do you know, like, part of the whole idea of the CBDC, which, again, Canada is going to lead the way, they're already under certain control. Completely. And we have such beautiful people that we love that are up in Canada. Again, some you know, dear people that are part of this family are up there in Canada. Oh, you've done good for yourselves. You've saved up your money. We got to take it back. Sorry, guys. You got too much, you know. And with the CBDC, they're going to put an expiration date. So basically, it's, you know, think about this. At some point in time, you know, you're going to get your universal basic income and you're going to have to use it up by the end of the month or it's going to go away or some arbitrary time period. But I wouldn't be surprised if this is all monthly. And they're going to give you just enough so that you could have a very, very minimalist life as you're slaving away in the 15-minute cities. And when we look at somebody like her, I mean, it doesn't it make you nauseous? Because she knows the big picture. She knows the big picture. And obviously she has no problem throwing every other Canadian under the bus.
No, not at all. But, you know, at the same time, when I'm watching her talk, she's really having a hard time spitting this out because she knows.
She knows
it is so wrong and she knows what's going to happen. And it was one of our really wonderful family members sent us it was about a 15-minute video. And the sound, it sounded like it was a shoot off or somebody who did the I Pet Goat series wrote this one, and that was also in it. You know, you get this monthly allotment and they take out the money for your food that you've been given, for the board that you've been given, and then you have like $5 or whatever to spend for the rest of the month, and you better spend it because otherwise it gets wiped out.
Yeah, they're probably going to put a meter on your butt, and if you have more than your allotted flagellants going on, they're going to take it out of your CBDC.
Yep.
We kid you not. This is all how they think. 45 vows to release the remaining JFK assassination files if reelected. Oh, we shall see again. You know, if you've been paying attention and following what's been coming out of him right here, you know, again, do I trust anybody that's, you know, one of the families? And again, the Kennedy family is one of the families. They are one of those families. And do I trust them? No, of course not. Because again, they're in the power structure, albeit they have lost members in violent ways. And as we've said, you know, I could remember in the 70s in the New York Post and the New York Daily News, my parents would always get the Post, the Daily News, they would get local Connecticut papers, and always the Sunday Times on Sunday. My mom would have her New York Times on Sunday. Thing weighed like 5 pounds. And you would see pictures in the 70s of mob bosses, you know, that got killed by another mob boss. This is just how this works. And when we recognize that the governments around the globe are literally, they're like the mafia. This is really what they are. They're organized crime. They're all organized crime. The banking system is organized crime. So, yeah, do they war amongst themselves? Absolutely. But then again, they also all answer to ultimately the same controllers. AI-powered bots taking over the internet. Literally, half of the traffic is not human. So if you think that, you know, there's not really many true people out there that you're just talking to bots, you're probably right. You know, think about this. I mean, we thankfully lately we don't get spammed as much as we used to. And that's because, you know, the only people that get to see our videos are those that come looking for them. And this is just the fact, because again, we talk really bluntly about how the system is a complete illusion. And, you know, so they don't let that really get out there. So, you know, one of the good things is we don't get spammed like you do otherwise. But yeah, absolutely. Half of the internet traffic is not human. This is a harbinger of the things to come. So when we look forward and look into the future, humans will be outnumbered by drones and by, you know, everything that's non-human and artificial. Microsoft says new AI shows signs of human reasoning. Oh yeah, sure. And then there's people that want to marry their bots. They want to marry their inflatable dolls. I mean, this is just, we have stepped into a loony bin Twilight Zone world. It couldn't get any more, well, I shouldn't say that.
No, yeah, please don't say that. Let's just keep it at that. It can get whatever they want, but you know, we're the ones who have to sit here and create our boundaries. Seriously, realize, you know, what are we willing to tolerate? What are we not willing to tolerate? You know, gather around people who have these understandings that we do and work with them, because this is not, I mean, the separation of energies is coming on so fast, so strong. And every time we see one of these sun sneezes, you know, we are going to change just a little bit. What part of us changes, it's hard to say, but that information does come through.
Now this little guy, he's confused. He really is confused. And I don't even think this is really involving AI, but he can't tell. He's like, why won't you play with me? Come on, I brought it to you. I dropped it. Now you gotta throw it. What is wrong with you?
You poor little guy, he can't figure it out. He's sure, you know, thinking, come on, human. He knows humans are good for something. Come on.
And then this guy, he's watched too much news. And I don't blame him. That is the look of so much of humanity right now. Every day when you turn on the computer and you're hit with whatever the big new thing is this day.
I know, you just want to stay where it's warm and fuzzy.
He's hanging on to mama. So again, we should hang on to mama. We should ground and root. We should get out in nature. You know, get as far away from all the, you know, technology as possible. You know, there's been more days recently where, I tell you, I'll turn my phone off and walk away from it. Because, you know, part of me wants to just get a hammer, because I understand exactly what's going on. And I will not have a problem when it comes time to totally unplug, and then just ground and root. And, you know, as so many people out there, we're just looking to try to self-sustain as much as possible, because we're absolutely not going to give in to all the craziness they have planned for us. No. There's no giving into the Borg. That is just not an option.
Definitely not.
So get yourselves out in nature as much as possible. Learn how to grow your own food. Find out, if you can't do that yourself, find out where there's some local farmers. Local farms that, you know, understand the bigger picture, and they perhaps are not doing what Mr. Gil Bates wants to be done to the food supply, or, you know, the Prime Minister of Canada, or, you know, New Zealand, Australia, we, you know, 46. I mean, we could go on and on, the WEFers, all that. No, people that trust only in Mother Nature. Work with those people. Work together. You can do it. We can find people that are going to not give in, and we could definitely self-sustain outside of the system. They're not going to go looking for everybody. They're going to have enough on their hands in the big cities.
We do, and we really need to do everything we can to support those who are supporting a natural way of life, and you know, do whatever we can, head in that direction, and you know, help wherever you see that someone is going to go a more natural way. Help wherever you can.
Absolutely. As always, guys, thanks for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. Also, thank you if you've been reaching out to schedule an appointment, because we've been so busy with some things that we don't always get right to the emails, but we will get to them. And we did, I think, answer everything today. And, again, thank you for your patience. Much love. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.